for Mexico for them three.
Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is August 5th, and I'm your host, Lucinda, coming to you from sunny Arizona with my co-host, Robert Boyd. And tonight we have a big announcement. Our book is finally being released in August. It's at the printer right now, and it will be available on our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. and www.amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, borders.com, indiebound.org, and booksamillion.com. We also have Harlem World Books and Video in Detroit, Michigan. And in New York City, we have Human Bookstore. So you can purchase the book towards after August 18th at any of those websites or stores. And again, we're really excited to have the book come out, and our release party will be August 15th. So log on to our website and find out more information about it and your book. And Robert, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm great, Miss Lucinda. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy once again that the Streets Don't Love You Back about to hit the streets, you know, and let the world know that the streets is a straight dead end, and I'm glad to be living and thanking God every day that he blessed me to live to tell my story, you know. So I'm very thankful about that. And I want everybody to understand that God is always good no matter what, you know. You just got to always keep him first, no matter how bad it get or how good you're doing. You got to have him always up front first because he's a jealous God, and you better believe same way he give it, same way he'll take it. So on that note, I'm going to go over here, and we're going to introduce my main man, Mr. Face. And we asking you right now, how you doing, Brother Face, and how life treating you?
Oh, good evening, Brother Boy. And, life is treating me blessed, man. I'm truly blessed. I have just recently purchased a home, and I am very excited about that. And I've also been involved with some other organizations doing some outreach to the kids in the Cincinnati area, Midwest area, and it's been a blessing, Brother Boy. Thanks for asking,
my man. So tonight we're gonna get right in tune with you, and we want you to let the people know a little bit about you, Face, when you was out there wilding out in the streets and different things, and some of your occurrences. And the first occurrence I would like for you to talk about is the one that me and you discussed when you got hemmed up over in Mexico for a few years.
I thought I was an exception to the rule. I've always been seem to be placed in certain places at certain times. It's a miracle that I made it back. First of all, give thanks to the Father, because Lord knows I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have my full mind and good spirit if had he not been had that cloak of David around me. I went to Mexico and trying to cut out the middleman, being aggressive. But I ended up being over there, man. That vacation ended up lasting me 3.5 years over there. And
so with that, right? Go ahead, Faith.
During the course of that 3 years, I drew so close to God, and he had me so close up under his wing. And I didn't. Now, that didn't mean I didn't have situations. That didn't mean I didn't go hungry. That didn't mean I wasn't thirsty. I was in Mexico, and believe it or not, man, it actually gets cold at night over there. And it's scorching hot during the day. And it was something else. You know, their prisons are not designed. Their legal system is not designed like ours. You guilty or not guilty, if you got some money, you can pay your way out. If there's a little bit of honor amongst the ones you're dealing with. Unfortunately, that wasn't my case. I really want to visit that, back to that point. Whatever level, when we talking in this aspect of change, whatever level that you may be on will be the level that you will be taken out on. If you up $1 million, guess what? That's what's going to be funneled back to $1 million. God got a way of stripping all that away. Making you rely on him. He, like you said before, he's a jealous God, and that's what he does. But in respect to Mexico, I was actually locked up with my brother, my cousin. You know, we raised in the same house, and we were over there, and he knew some people, and I was interested in coming up as well, and. It was quite interesting. Actually, when it all unfolded, you wouldn't believe who was over there while we was over there. You got the all the major heads, CIA, FBI, all the big guys. They were actually over there as well, and that was a surprise to me, and that's something I had to share with with my youth group as well. Just when I thought, as the closer you get to the top in the streets and just the drug game, the closer you get to see that you're dealing with authority figures that's supposed to be administrating the law, and that was very interesting to see. So if you're getting good stuff and you're getting good price, there's a good chance you're dealing with them.
So let me ask you something, bro. Face, when you decided to cut the middleman out and decided to just go over there and do you, at that time, what was you thinking trying to cut the middleman out just to go do you? What was on your mind at that moment?
To be truthfully honest, I used to play football for Kentucky State University, and I got invited to a few camps, and I really wanted to be comfortable enough to be to go to those different cities and try out for the football teams and see if I can make something happen in respects to that. And I knew I couldn't afford it no other way, and instead of having faith in staying firm, I just didn't. I couldn't stay that course, and I failed. I wouldn't try it, and at that point in my mind, I was believing that if I made it, I could be a success to my family, my peers, and basically that's how the game gets you in. It's such a trap that you think you may win. You think you may have a recipe that somebody else doesn't have, and I thought I had that recipe, and connections and things like that and that nature. So that's what was going through my mind. I really just wanted to shine for my family and shine with my family, and to make that happen, I was, I would say that I took what I had for granted. I didn't know I was up, and that's usually how, when you go down, you really not appreciating or recognizing where you at in status and blessings.
Right, right. So when you went over there, what did you go over there to purchase in Mexico, and explain to the people that how you really found out that the streets didn't love you back when you experienced that Mexico trip?
Well, when we touched down over there, we were I really didn't have much invested in as my people, and but I was looking at a pretty big, well, big to me, and in my neighborhood, that was a pretty big, nice size. I really can't put a number on it. Cause like again, I wasn't by myself, and not really comfortable with that one. It was going to be a nice little thing. What was going through my mind at that time was, if I make it back, then I never had to look back, and those are the numbers I was dealing with. But how I recognized the streets didn't love me back was everybody dropped off, everybody faded, everybody it was I was putting I could say just in another life, in another world. I didn't speak the language. I didn't know the dialect, you know, because Spanish, Mexicans, and Mexicos from northern and southern and they all speak a different dialect. So, you know, I was lost in that respect, and when it came to my peers and the ones that I respected beforehand, I had to, you know, the same scenario still arose. You know, your best friend try to holler at your girl, and your boys try to figure out how, you know, if they can help you out by, you know, taking whatever you had left, and family members and friends clothes disappeared, style, all that good old stuff. So. Yeah, right. The same scenario exists. If you go to jail, FUBU ain't hot no more when you get home. So,
right, my man. So we having a great time here tonight, and I want to go to my co-host, Miss Lucinda, before we go to a song, and she can ask Mr. Face what she would like to ask him before we go to the song.
Okay, good.
I was just curious, which city in Mexico were you in? Which part of Mexico were you at?
We actually started a little south of Mexico. Well, we actually started in Cancun and went a little deeper. We actually went into a part of Honduras.
Okay.
And then we rested a little island over there by the name of Belize.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made our way from southern Mexico to northern Mexico, and that was the route. And unfortunately, like I say, trying that, I knew that my life one way or another wouldn't be the same.
Right.
As if. You know, I was either going to win big or lose big, and I actually won big because I found Christ.
Right.
Amen.
So you thought you were going over there to do your deal, and you'd have enough money that you wouldn't have to worry about anything ever again.
Well, the thing was, I had a small investment considered.
What was all entailed,
but I really went over there to make sure my people were safe.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody he can trust, somebody he can lean on, and
okay.
I didn't want to go, but at the same time, the picture was painted
a big picture
to where we weren't gonna never have to look back, and.
Right.
Unfortunately, we all got jammed up, and we put everybody, our families and friends, we put everybody in a tight predicament, because there is no three hots in the cot. If you have money, you eat. If you don't, you don't.
Right.
First 2 weeks over there, I didn't realize a guy that was bilingual, Spanish and English speaking. I didn't realize he was, you know, I knew he was helping us out, and I don't know what drew him to us, but he was actually helping us by way of getting you know, little scraps and stuff to eat. But I never realized he was getting that stuff out the garbage.
Oh, goodness.
So, and that was normal. That was of the norm
for them.
See it as a sign of disrespect or nothing like that. And at the time, I didn't either. I was grateful.
Right. So on that note right there, we're going to go to a song and a commercial, and we're going to come back with Bruh Faith. Right now, we're going to go to the Shake It Baby song, and we'll be right back with a commercial after the song, and then we'll be more things with my man Faith.
Testing 1, 2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me, is it true? The things I heard from you. Is it true what I say? Tell me, baby, how you feel about me when I say I see your eyes, girl. Your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? That's all I wanna say. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby, baby. Yeah. That's all I want you to do. Say my name, girl. Say my name, girl. Shake it, baby, how you feel when you do the things you do. All I want is to love you down. That's all I want to do. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl.
Walking, girl.
I say, look at that sexy body, girl. That's all I want to do.
right back here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we're kicking it tonight with my man, Bruh Face. And we're going to go to this one commercial, and we're going to be right back with my man, Bruh Face. We're going to go to the book radio spot.
The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd. A must-read book. This book will be available online, worldwide, to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, and welcome right back here at the Blog Talk, The Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we're right back with my man, Bruh Face. And what would I like to ask now, Face? I would like you to tell the people some other incidents that happened in your life and occurred when you was out there in that life, and let them know what changed you from other things as well and where you are today.
Oh, today, man, let me start. A few things to lead up to the day. Me getting saved, that was primarily the first movement in my life that started to change. And that happened in a small church in Kentucky. And my life actually, you know, everything still proceeded as it did, but at that moment I was able to reflect and I didn't cry for anybody else but Christ. So I had direction from the beginning, although I made mistakes out here in the streets, and you know, I ripped and ran, you know, through my city, you know, neighboring cities, just, you know, living my life through the songs, you know, that were prevalent at that day, you know. You know, one song in particular, I'm getting keys coming from overseas. It cost me 200 G's. You know, Tupac, advocate, and you know, as he grew as an artist, unfortunately, I was on the sideline. And you know, then Dear Mama and every, you know, things like that in that nature came. We just don't realize how related that we try to relate to these songs and our young black males right now at this point are you know, similar to I was, and a lot of brothers was getting a lot of influence off the music industry. And I did a lot of things that were animated, like the songs of, you know, and it didn't occur to me that all that stuff is I would say it is real, but more or less a movie reel, because a lot of that stuff is not authentic, it's not real. Those cars are not paid for. That money they're throwing up will be collected at the end of the shoot, and it's a game. And I know one thing that led me to that point was I didn't have anywhere else to go, and that's how I ended up in college. I took my my revenue from the streets, and I bought my way into school.
How old were you when you started living the street life?
Well, unfortunately, I had been out there since I was 12.
Wow.
Yeah, I was out there, and it wasn't it was a lifestyle. It seemed, you know, everybody in the hood was was doing something to come up.
Right.
You know. It ran through my neighborhood, and my neighborhood's in Columbus, Ohio, rampant, you know. And unfortunately, you know, I had my you know, my supervision, my family, you know, they were out there as well, and so we got a little bit more closer look than, you know, than a lot of people, but still, yeah, that was my walk that was designed for me. So.
So when did you realize that college would be your only option, or is that what you really wanted to do, but you just had to make it happen for yourself?
Well, we got to remember at that time, being dead before you was 21, 18, was the either locked up or in jail at 18, was the cutoff limit. Everybody was watching that limit. That was a very popular limit.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, a lot of people weren't making it. So I didn't want to be a statistic in that nature.
Right. So you said you played that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ms. Lucinda, to finish up.
You said that you got into college and then you played football for Kentucky State. How long did you do that?
Oh, I was at Kentucky State for 5 years, and I gradually incorporated studying and actually trying to excel in athletics and leaving that other life alone. But what I guess I got caught up in the catch 22. I know it got me to where I was, and I thought maybe that I could. Try to make that will it to make it happen again and take me to another level. But at the moment, it seemed like that was what was supposed to happen. I had that skill, I had that ability to be a student as well as a entrepreneur out in the streets, and I try to utilize it, and not knowing that, you know, it's a game, and the game is a serious game. It's a game that'll take you away from your peoples for 20 or 30 years, and the ones that are still playing the game, I don't knock the game. I don't knock what they're doing. I know what they're doing or what their intentions are, and that's one of the side effects of getting out there. You forget what you got in there for.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I came out there. I jumped out there and didn't want that to happen to me, so I did something different than what everybody else did. So I took myself to school. I went to school.
My man, when did you actually become a barber, Face? You know what I mean? Because that's one of your trades that seemed like took you away from the street life as well.
Well, that was, I had a lot of mentors growing up. And one of the things that a couple of my family members did was cut hair. So I actually was cutting hair when I was 12. You know, I was around about that same time. So I was able to take advantage of conversations. I was able to take advantage of occurrences, current events that were happening around me, and so that was one of those things that I was privileged to be a part of, which led to the decision to go to college instead of being out here hustling for gym shoes and alcohol and ladies.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know, I had a pair of clippers in my hand at 12 years old. But when I realized, that was an asset, a feather in my hat, so to speak, was a broke college evening. I didn't have two dimes to rub together, and at this point in time, I had cut out all street life, I'm focused. I try to, you know, I'm committed to the team. I'm committed to getting out of there, committed to graduating and all that good stuff. And turns out that at my lowest point, I start cutting hair again.
My man. So that's what brought that on.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story. A couple of guys that we came in with, came into the university with, start pledging. And for different organizations, fraternities, black fraternities. There's a historically black college, and these guys were pledging, and the big brothers were doing them kind of bad. They was cutting patches in their hair and leaving them just real messed up. And you know, they would come to my room and get right, and that's what led to me with a clientele base that eventually became Big Bros. So as they grew, I grew, and you know, at different points in my time, at different points in my life, God gave me that skill and that ability, and I've utilized it in Mexico.
My man, my man. So tonight we're definitely having a great show with my man, Bruh Face, tonight. And right now, me and Miss Lucinda, we're going to go to another song and another commercial, and we're going to be right back with Bruh Face. We're going to go to Lay My Feelings Down.
Right on.
I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl. I know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized like rolling tides in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing. I think about you every time that you leave, and I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste of my
heart's
like a
waste. Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame. In every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Y'all ain't no secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Got you here with me. I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed to show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sitting, just listen and learn. I'm spending my addiction and I'm finna earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a face, come on, stretch
weight. Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
We got a little secret nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. Already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You
or any mind, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we're going to come with a commercial, the Book Spot commercial, and we're going to be right back with you.
The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison, the true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online, worldwide, to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Hey, hey, and welcome once again right here to the radio show. And we got one last commercial, and we'll be right back with my man, Bro Face, the A&A Printing commercial.
A&A Printing. Whether you need a million novels printed or just a few flyers, you owe it to yourself to check out A&A Printing. With A&A Printing, you can turn your next project or marketing campaign into an economic success. A&A Printing is priced to fit your small business budget. So give them a call at 206-285-1700 and ask for Steve, or email at sales@aaprinting.com. That's 206-285-1700. 206-285-1700. A&A Printing. Don't forget, ask for Steve and tell him the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you.
All right, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with my co-host, Miss Lucinda. And right now, I'm going to turn the mic over to Miss Lucinda and let her do what she do.
Okay. Well, Brother Faith, I just wanted to go back a little bit to the statement that you made about the music and that that has a lot to do with the actions of the youth then and today still as well. And then maybe comment a little bit about how you feel about the society with, you know, everything's the quick fix, the fast food, the, you know, where along the lines do you think the youth of today have lost pretty much, you know, it seems like so much respect and honor and trust and things that, that we were taught to value as we were, you know, young and growing up.
Miss Lucinda, I guess, I'm not really sure when music stopped having validity. If you reflect for a moment, you not liking a song off the first time you heard it, then
right.
They play it again, they play it again, and play it again. That's a form of programming.
Right.
And we have to. As a generation above the ones that we're dealing with now, we got to understand that they've been programmed and they need to be deprogrammed. Their faults are not from their own actions. Our generation hasn't done enough to preserve them, our greatest national resource. I'm personally taking responsibility. I really started opening up and telling my story just to the youth, so they would have an insight on what happened before them.
Right.
And they just happen to respect that the fact that I've been through something and was out there. So they let me, you know, they allowed me their ear, you know, to get in because of if we were relying on the radio for the truth, we're looking in the wrong direction. We actually got to start raising our kids, you know, stop being scared of them and stuff like that, because we do have the music out here, influences out here are different. I'm not sure what they're doing to the food, I know when I was growing up, we had two or three maybe advanced-looking females and males in our school. Now everybody has facial hair, and everybody looks like a woman is not.
Right. Yeah. You
know, I don't know if it's in the water or the fast food or where is it coming from, but I do know that you know, if we want to start steering ours in the right direction, might start doing some agricultural programs through the church, and maybe start eating some of that food raised and grown on blessed land and prayed over land and stuff like that. You know, start eating our own foods and stuff like that. That right there may serve as a bridge for the elders to the youngsters of the day, because that's an art, and that's a skill that's lost as well. During these, you know, generational gap. Maybe we you know, everybody. I'm just planting seeds right now, so I like to see if some churches plant them literally.
And I can kind of respect that too, Faith, because a lot of things has got lost out here, like Ms. Lucinda had spoke on prior. You know, of a lot of kids in this generation nowadays, they put people out in the street before they put their own family, their mama, and anybody else. You know what I mean? Because they started
right.
Thinking the streets love them back. But when the streets slap them in the face, you know, sometimes it'd be too late. You don't live to say, I'm sorry, you know what I mean? Because the streets is what it is, you know. It'll spit you up and chew you out and eat you up and slap you again and say, now what, you still want some of me? So kids nowadays need to really open their eyes up for real, you know what I mean? Because the streets is a straight dead end, man. There's nothing out there, you know what I mean, with hanging in the clubs, hanging with your homeboys and thinking that's what's happening. It's about education out here, and it's about financing in your mind, and it's about advancing and growing out here, you know what I mean? Because all that's going to be there when you're dead and gone, you know what I mean? And you still ain't got no seed left here to say, I've done accomplished something in life, I've done left something here in life, I've done left a legacy for people to see what I've done attributed to society and contributed to myself, you know? So I think that's what a lot of people need to start doing nowadays. They need to start building a foundation and growing on that foundation and understanding, you know, it's about being able to say I existed on earth and I made a difference. You know what I mean? Because we can all hang out in the street and do all that other stuff, but you ain't leaving no legacy here saying I've done did something, you know? And that's where I think we've done definitely, you know, lost our vision out here in the world.
And you're right, Brother Boyd. We have, and it's time. This is the information age. It's you know, information is going at the lead at the light. Let's shine some of that light on our kids, and that's one of the reasons I agreed to this interview. Like I said once again, because I wasn't raised to speak on business, family business, and all that good old stuff. But we losing them. They falling through the cracks. They don't know if they play the game. They playing it with the big boys. If you ever had some degree of success, you dealing with those people. You dealing with the FBI, CIA. You dealing with all those organizations that were are supposed to be preserving our way of life, but they're out there. They're in it. I know we've been in the war on drugs since 1980, and nobody outside of my neighborhood I recognize as being responsible for some of this stuff that's leaking in here. And I know,
I know
for a fact. Now, see, I can say that, know for a fact because I've seen it. So
Exactly.
That's one of the things I want our youth to know. If nothing else, if I don't leave no other legacy other than that, it's not a game worth playing. That game will swallow you up, and 30 years later spit you out. You can literally have cars flying right about now if you was to get jammed up right about now.
Amen,
next time you see your freedom. There'll be flying cars.
You old man.
What's hot is not hot no more. You're not able to hold on anymore. You have to build relations back up. A lot of them have kids, and a lot of them was too young to have kids. That's getting jammed up.
Right.
Have not experienced that yet. So you going through your rites of passage, and you going through all that behind bars.
Exactly,
That don't make you a man. That make you
a person that didn't listen. That's what that make you. Somebody that didn't listen, that wanted to go out there and think that you the first one done that. You know what I mean? You ain't the first drug dealer. You ain't the first hustler. You know, you ain't none of that. You have to look at what happened before you and before you and before you. You know what I mean? And there's never a successful hustler. I don't care how many millions you make. I don't care how many thousands or hundreds you make. There's no successful drug dealer. There's none of that. You feel me? Because like you stated, when you're dealing up there in the game so high, you're dealing with the feds, the DEA, the CIA, and they all getting money too. You know what I mean? But at the same time, when they tired of you, then you out the loop, bottom line. You know what I mean? Because they got the badge and they still in the loop. You know? While you doing 30, 40 years somewhere, doing natural life. So wake up, young kids out here, and open your eyes and recognize that the drug game is washed up, the street game is done with. Get your education, start trying to build a foundation for yourself and leave some kind of legacy here, letting the world know you done been here on earth, you know? Because it's a shame to die, and you ain't even thought about the next day after they bury you, you know? And that was my thing. I didn't want to leave here and just buried me, and then all of a sudden after that, Rob Boyd name ain't mentioned no more, you know? I wanted to leave a legacy, and I've done that, you know what I mean? So it's about getting your head on tight and trying to make something happen in life for humanity, you know, and contribute it instead of not contribute it, you dig? So I want to turn it over to Miss Lucinda again and see if she have anything else to ask Mr. Face before we go to a song and another commercial.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment first, to all the youth out there and even some adults. And, you know, I've been there, so I can say it. You know, we go out there sometimes and we hang out with our friends and we do things, you know, just to hang out and have a good time. And, you know, you have to remember that most of those people out there are also in their own little worlds and just out there to have a good time. And nobody really cares about me when I'm out there, you know. So we have to start taking more responsibility for ourselves and take care of ourselves and realize that the only ones that really are out there for us is God and our family. And we need to, you know, turn away from the streets and the things that we, you know, used to do out there and turn to God and take some time for yourself and set some goals. And like, you know, Rob said, you know, get an education, you know, build your foundation for your future, you know, especially, you know, to the young youth. There's so many things that you can do in this world to make it a better place. And I'm just grateful that I'm here with Rob and have the opportunity to maybe also help some of the youth to learn and to know and to have someone to, you know, to talk to maybe. Brother Face, you said that you were working with some of the organizations. You know, could you maybe elaborate on a little bit about that and what you're doing there?
Well, I just recently was on a panel with a few good brothers Community Action Agency. Had a youth group. They actually had several groups together. Summer jobs, classes for young fathers, athletics with guardianship over them, and actually mentor programs. And they actually invited me in to tell them, expound on the on what I thought I was doing, what degree of success, what I was going for by trying to get to Mexico, and you know, what did I have in mind, and what did I find when I got over there, and you know, if I'm the messenger, I'm the messenger. So I had to let them know what I found, exactly what I saw, word by word, truth by truth, and they respected that because they're you know, our youth are very intelligent. Are they being tested? I don't know. I don't think so, and maybe not in the areas that we probably should be focusing on. And education, I have to emphasize that education is the key. Education truly is the key. It's not a popular saying. It is actually true. The more you know, the more you can become.
And you can't get around that. You know what I mean? You can't get around that because, like you said, the more you know, the more eligibility you are for whatever you need to do in life. The less you know, the less ineligibility you is for anything. You know what I mean? Because you have to, once again, you have to learn that education is the key. Doing something with your life is the key. You know what I mean? And like Miss Lucinda said, she had to find out too the hard way, like we all had to find out. You know what I mean? There's nothing hanging out in the street. You know what I mean? There's nothing hanging out in clubs and all that, because everybody out there for the same thing, just who I'm going to go to bed with. You know what I mean? Nobody's out there trying to do nothing positive to nobody. You know what I mean? Everybody's out there on the same thing, just having games played. You know what I mean? So we have to learn that it's about foundation out here. It's about building on that foundation and building a legacy. You know what I mean? And like I spoke to Miss Lucinda at one time, you know, looking back through my life, I started studying great people. You know what I mean? And one of the greatest was Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King. You know, they built on a foundation with the movement, you know what I mean, that they had, you know, and the movement that they had lives right on to this day, you know. So this is the things that I'm talking about when I say make a foundation, you know, and get your movement, because now their name is still spoke 30 years from now and will be spoke after we all dead and gone, still be spoke on. So this is what it's about out here, you know, making something happen and building something with your life and leaving a legacy to people to talk about, knowing that you made a difference in this world and you just wasn't here just to be here, you know? So any shout-outs that you have, Faith, before we get off the air?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want to shout-out my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And I would also like to shout-out my wife and my son and my family and my brotherhood of family that I have at Cut Factory barbershop, and these brothers are unique set of brothers. They actually focus in on nurturing your inside as well as your head and your hair and your face and scalp. These guys are some good. It's a family atmosphere, and I'm not saying that because I work there, but I like to shout out a lot of mentors. One of my mentors was a great real estate mind. It was Howard Riley, passed last year. A real good friend of mine. And you, Brother Boy, for continuing to get the word out there, man. The streets don't love you back. I haven't heard nothing. I haven't wore any real apparel in a long time since you came through, brother. And you got apparel with a message. You have doing your due responsibility to the ones that's gonna come after us, and. And brothers like you, all the brothers over at the Community Action Agency, Brother Curly, Brother, all the brothers over there, they're doing an excellent job. They got young men over there that are going to be influential in this near future. And I just want to shout out all the bros that are listening and earshot. It's not over. I don't care where you at in your situation. It is not over. We have a vision of success running around in the White House. They look just like you. They look like me. I don't put any weight on politicians per se. I put weight on things that are monumental, and we will never be the same after that. And right now is the time to take advantage of the momentum that you can actually be what you really want to be. Me personally, I'm glad we have a black president, but that's not the job I want.
my man, we definitely feeling you, bro, Face, and we definitely are glad that you came on the show tonight. And I want to go over to my co-host, Miss Lucinda, for her, you know, last announcements and everything. And then we're going to go to our main song that we always go off the air with, and that's In Need of a Change.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Brother Faith, for joining us tonight. And you have a great story to tell, and I just, you know, hope that you keep talking to the youth and share your story. I think that by all of us doing that, you know, maybe they can learn by example. And like we talked about tonight, with education brings knowledge, and if, you know, knowledge is power, and, you know, with that power that we have and that knowledge that we have, we, you know, have the ability to stand up and stand for something and to be able to make a change in our world and in our society. You know, even if it's on in our own little city, you know, you can start somewhere. It only takes one person to stand up and make a change, and that's been proven over and over again. But we'd like to thank you for being here with us tonight, Brother Faith, and we would like to...
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
No problem.
Greatly appreciate it. It's like therapy for me too, man. It's been 15 years not looking back, and I'm blessed in that respect that I don't even have a taste to go back.
My man, that's a beautiful thing, Bro Faith. And we want to just say, man, to everybody out there in the world, always remember, the streets don't love you back. Get in tune with the Father upstairs. Find you somebody to love, and find you somebody that's going to love you back, because the streets definitely ain't going to love you back. You feel me? And stay out of places that you know that ain't going to love you back, because there's nothing in the bars, there's nothing in the street, there's nothing in hanging out. You feel me? God got the answer. Turn it over to Miss Lucinda.
Well, we'd like to have you log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, for all of our information. You can keep up with what we're doing. We also have a reality show coming out in September, so find out more about that. And join us each Wednesday night at 8:30 to 9:30 Pacific time, 11:30 to 12:30 Eastern time. And just remember to take responsibility for your choices and actions, and don't be part of the problem, be a part of the solution. And like Rob says, always remember, the streets don't love you back. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance. Drive in my eyes and the hidden surprise, because I haven't come to fear. And with
my chance in the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place for tears. I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Let these two up on trains and try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my way from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rainbow down from the clouds. Dropped to my knees and prayed I'd have a reason to smile. You're looking hard, running around in these streets, chasing girls. Thought I learned all the world had to teach, but one day I'll out of wake, realized I didn't know shit. And it hit me like a brick, wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and rave, write my future like a book. As I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the law full up, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is, all I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, bring my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world has got 2 feet. Sometimes I still slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the sheet. No more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. What you got, don't be jealous of others, do for your damn self.
Destruction, prison, the true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.